Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Coming up here on the program this morning, we're going to talk education. We've got our school officials from Riley County going to join us here first, and then we'll hear from Geary County a little bit later on in the program. Joining us here via Zoom today, we've got from Riley County Schools, USD 378, Cliff Williams, Superintendent of Schools over there. Cliff, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Good to talk to you once again. We've also got John Cox. He's the superintendent over at Blue Valley Schools in Randolph and Olsburg, USD 384. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. A pleasure to have you both on. And we're about a month into the school year here, getting into the fall. Of course, Wednesday is the first day of fall. And right around this time of year is when we get sort of the unofficial enrollment numbers. There's that September 20th count day that everybody kind of keeps their eye on, and we've got some good news, as I understand, from how that's gone. We'll start with Cliff. What are your numbers?
You're right in saying it is good news. You know, as superintendents, we always keep these numbers in the back of our head as it ties into funding, and we're excited that we're up to 705 students this year, which is the highest we've been since 2017-18. So we saw a good increase in our grade school that increased by 11, and our high school also increased by 8. So we're pretty excited about our numbers, Brandon.
All right. How about you, John? What are your numbers looking like?
Our numbers this year we're excited about, because we're up 13 students from last year with a total of 228 students in grades K through 12. Other great news is that our preschool, which we started fresh from this year, we have 30 students enrolled. And so our total count is 258 students. So we, if we count the preschoolers, we are significantly up from where we were last year. But I'm pleased that our K-12 buildings are increasing, and our elementary school has had an increase of about 6 students over last year. So it shows that we're growing.
Absolutely, and that's good to hear. And obviously, as Cliff mentioned, it ties into funding. So with that, kind of explain how that works. It's by pupil, as I understand, but I don't know exactly how that all ties in here for education.
It's kind of a two-phase funding process, Brandon. We get a base state aid for a student. This year, that base state aid is $4,706. And so they count how many students you have and take that times that multiplier. Then we also get weightings for different categories of students. You know, maybe a student is in a vocational program, so we'll get some additional funding for that. Or if a student rides a bus and qualifies that they live 2.5 miles from the front door of their school to their home. And so we get those weightings as well. And that kind of helps balance the formula for each of the school districts.
Now, John, do you guys get any extra for having that preschool, or is that because it's kind of a new program that's already paid for?
Well, it will increase our at-risk funding slightly, and that really was the piece that we were looking at to increase our funds there.
Okay. Well, good numbers. Anything you attribute that to? Is COVID causing some of that, or is what are you hearing?
Well, for us, our numbers went up primarily because our senior class last year had 4 students in it. And so it was going to be a jump up anyway. But that being said, some of it probably is related to COVID. You know, some of the larger cities have moved, the families have moved out of the larger cities and moved into more rural settings. And there's a lot of opportunities that are out in the rural settings that people are finding and enjoying and taking advantage of.
All right. Cliff, anything to add to that?
I would just say we too added an additional preschool this year, and ours is kind of a combination with students with special needs as well as at risk. And it's been a great opportunity for us. We feel so much better that we can serve more kids than we have before. And we feel like parents really value education. That's why they're sending their kids to us. And, they start as early as 3 years old. So that's a little one coming in, but great opportunities that, we're helping kids throughout the county with preschool opportunities.
All right. Well, so again, we're glad to hear that those numbers are trending up for both districts. Hopefully these numbers are trending down, and that is COVID numbers. We've been kind of following some of our area school districts, and the only one that's really had any struggle recently was over in Rock Creek, at their elementary school there in St. George. As far as I know, we haven't had any significant issues at our other schools here in Riley County. What's the latest for you, Cliff, in Riley County schools?
You know, I don't know if I want to jinx ourselves here, Brandon, or not, so I'll say knock on wood or plastic or whatever it is. But our population, as far as positive students, has just been 0.4%. So 3 students, and since that time, all those kids have come back. And our staff is at 0.8%. So we really feel like our families have helped us so much, like they did last year, that when the kids are sick, they keep them at home. And that makes a big impact. And our staff and our students work hard at school about doing all our procedures, you know, like good quality hand washing, social distancing. You know, though both of us are bragging that our numbers have gone up, we are fortunate that our numbers are such that it's easier for us to keep social distancing. And so all those little strategies have made a big difference, and we hope to continue in that same trend.
All right. How about John? What do you got over there?
Well, it's good news to say, and I don't want to jinx myself like Cliff had said, but since the beginning of the year, we've had 2 positive cases that were students that got positive outside and came to school. But currently, we don't have any positive cases, and we currently don't have anybody in quarantine that I'm aware of. And we're looking at doing the exact same things that we did yesterday, making sure that, hand washing, sanitizing, making sure that we keep as much distance as we can, but trying to keep a normal feel about school. And that's really a challenge when everybody has different viewpoints on it, but we're doing a great job. Our community is backing our decisions, and it's really a good feeling to have the support of the community behind us.
Well, that's good to hear. Let's keep those trends continuing here going forward, and glad to hear there's no quarantines. That's great. As far as schedule goes here, we're getting kind of into sports. We're actually pretty well deep into sports at this point. But there's other activities going on as well, including parent-teacher conferences getting ready to happen already, if you can believe that.
Yeah, isn't that hard to believe already that we're at that phase? And we're happy to say right now that we are planning on October 11th and 13th, and those will be face-to-face. And so we're excited to kind of get back to that. John talked about the normal things, and you know, those are great opportunities to build those partnerships and better understanding, especially early in the year here, so students can have a successful year. Just prior to that, on the weekend there, October 9th, we'll be coming into our grand opening with our facilities upgrades, and we're so excited for that. And that too, we are opening our door. It'll be pretty relaxed format that families can come in and just walk around and take a tour. The staff, as well as the construction crew, will be there to answer any detailed questions they might have. So we would invite anybody to come that is tied in with Riley Fall Festival. There's a lot of things going on in our communities, and it's a good, fun time. And if the weather's like it was this morning, it'll be a beautiful day.
Yeah, no kidding. And we were supposed to preview that fall festival here on the Historical Museum in Focus earlier this week, but unfortunately we had to shift gears after the museum director passed away, and we turned that into more of a tribute. But that fall festival is going to be a lot of fun, because this is 151 years, I guess you could say, in the making.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know, a lot of history there that, you know, it's fun to explore and pass that on to kids, and you know, just brings the communities together. And, you know, like, we're so excited for school. It's great to get everybody together and kind of get back to those old ways and share what everybody's been doing. And it just feels like a great big reunion.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and it's going to be great to see the upgrades and really kind of showcase the tax dollars at work. And I know you guys worked so hard on getting that upgrade and had some challenges over the last 4 or 5 years getting that done. And this has got to feel pretty good.
Oh, it does. It feels fantastic. I mean, just there's so much energy in the building. I mean, it's just that renewed feeling. You know, a lot of things that were daily challenges now aren't problems because we were able to repair that piece of equipment or replace it. And just the learning environment is so much better for kids. And you can feel the energy amongst the staff as well. They're so appreciative that our community's rallied behind this, and we're excited to show it off and, you know, keep it going there for another 20 years. So,
all right, good enough. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk about some more activities coming up with our Riley County Blue Valley School officials, John Cox and Cliff Williams, joining us here today on In Focus. We're back after this on News Radio KMAN.